Welcome to Let's Talk Land, weekly land education talk show devoted to learning about land and farms, buying and selling, and ownership, especially for real estate agents and realtors. Learn from the experts. Free land education. Hi, my name's Lou Jewell. I'm an accredited land consultant, broker owner of United Country Real Estate, Land Pro, buying and selling homes, land or farms in Western Piedmont, North Carolina, Southern Virginia. Just give us a shout. We'll help you out. Our office is at 3349 Cook School Road in Pilot Mountain, North Carolina, off Highway 52 at exit 136 across from Foothills Hardware and Building Supply. We share office space with POP Design for all your graphic needs. Our company website is www.mylandpro.com. Our guest today from London is Alex Unner and Michelle Leach, owners of AI Estates. Welcome, gentlemen.
Welcome, Lou. Hey, how are you doing?
We're doing doing good. Can you guys give us a little bit about your education and your background, and we'll get started?
Sure, absolutely. So my name is Marco Gleich. I'm originally from Germany, but I went to high school in Alameda, California, and then for a brief period of time in Munich. And I got my higher education at the University of Landshut, got a Bachelor of Science in Industrial Engineering, and currently doing a Bachelor of Science in Economics at the University of Regensburg. Both are in Bavaria, Germany. And around 2016, I got a little bit deeper into artificial intelligence, and I always had a passion for marketing, and especially online marketing. And AI and online marketing are basically a perfect fit for each other. So in 2015, I founded my first company in the construction and roofing industry. And this beginning this year, I started a little bit bigger company with some of my colleagues and a little bit more funding behind it. Basically, a similar thing I did prior, just for the real estate industry. And yeah, that is our company, AI Estates. And now my partner Alexander will introduce himself.
So yeah, hi, my name is Alexander Kiesner. I went to school in Germany as well. Afterwards, I also went to school in Austria. Subsequent to that, I went to school in the UK, where I'm currently also studying my bachelor's degree in business management, where I'm projected to get an honors degree. This degree will be completed the subsequent year. As Marcel already mentioned, we have founded our first real company this year, AI Estates. We are very much behind that. Marcel, our CEO, and also our CTO, and me being a CEO and being in charge of the business perspective of our company. I have had a lot of experience in the real estate business, due to the fact that my family business, basically my grandfather, his father before him, and also my father, are working in the German real estate sector, where I have worked between 4 or 5 years up to now. I have also had a one-year internship at a company called Powerbrand in Germany. Also, I have completed a workshop in the Hong Kong and Shanghai Banking Corporation in Hong Kong for a month in 2016. And that is what you should know about me.
Wow, that's two impressive backgrounds. And you guys are very young, I say. Say, what, in your mid-20s? You guys are very young. Yeah, you're in your, like,
yeah, we are. But young and ambitious, I would call it. Young and ambitious.
I hear you. So what we want to talk today about, this new technology, it's not new, artificial intelligence. I think in one of our discussions prior to the show, I was telling you, I grew up in Charlotte, North Carolina. I was with a printing firm and moved to New York around 74, specializing in annual reports and corporate identity print material. But there was a German bar I used to hang out with. I lived on the east side near Gracie Mansion on the East River. And used to hang out there, and one evening there was a group at a table, and we started talking, and it was a couple kids from MIT up in Boston, and they were talking about artificial intelligence. This was 1974, so it's always intrigued me, it's the potential of it. So what we want to talk today a little bit is about that and the history of it, but more specifically about your company. You guys want to tell me a little bit about that?
So our company basically operates as an optimized lead generator. However, I wouldn't put it as that specifically because the lead generation business is not often associated with the best quality. However, we are all about quality. Basically, how our system works, I think Mr. Blythe can explain to you.
Sure. So how we are able to actually find out who is in market to buy or sell a house is with big data analyzed by artificial intelligence. And the way we collect this data is that we have a cookie network. So I think everybody's familiar with cookies by now.
Right.
We have a cookie network that sits in the browser of people, and then we can see what these people are doing, what websites are they visiting, and we collect about 25 billion data points every single day, and our AI sorts through that and is looking for patterns. So what behavioral patterns are people displaying online? And, you know, just by machine learning and putting data back into the system, so we have the closed feedback loop, we can more and more predictively tell if someone is looking to buy a home based on their online behavior.
Right.
And then we can just pinpoint everybody who's interested and direct our marketing efforts towards them.
We just want to note that, of course, even though we do collect all of that data, we take care of privacy to an enormous extent. We put a lot of value on privacy. So in no way we're even able to misuse that data. I don't know, you're probably very familiar with the recent scandal and Facebook and everything. We want nothing associated with scandals like these. And therefore, we are placing a lot of importance on privacy as well within collecting a certain amount of data.
Gotcha. So now just use me for an example. Say I'm actively looking for a new home, okay? What kind of data would you be collecting on me? I'm 69 years old. My kids are grown. I don't need a large house. I want to scale down. I have a specific area that I'm looking for. And it's, you know, I want a ranch type house. I don't want a two-story with steps. I want a two-car garage. I want to be in the $200,000 to $300,000 range. I want a, you know, a decent sized lot, you know, preferably in a cul-de-sac. I mean, do we get that specific that you can focus in on whatever I'm doing? Tell me how you would track me.
We can definitely do it that specific. Also, we don't place that much importance on doing that. It's that specific because we just want to know if you're in market for a house or not. And then our advertising, you know, our copy, how we design our ads, that is what really pulls the right people in. So we don't really need to know if you're 69 years old or how many kids you got or even what name you have. We just need to know how we can reach you online with ads that most likely will interest you and pull you in.
Okay. So how would you differ than some of the others? Because, I mean, I probably get in a month probably 15 different emails from different companies that want to sell me leads. How will your leads be different?
Well, our leads are different basically because we don't just collect their email and name. We want to take it a step further. So what we do is we take them through a brief survey when they sign up on our landing page, through a brief survey, so we know what this person needs, what this person, you know, what requirements they have, you know, everything you've listed just a minute before. And that is how our client, the broker, knows if the person is a good fit for them or not.
Right. So, how does artificial intelligence weigh into this, as opposed to, say, me going to one of the websites and picking out a particular home and just putting my name and address and saying I'm interested, and then that goes through a system, and usually that lead is, if I'm part of that company, they'll source that to me. How does the artificial intelligence play into this?
So And so the artificial intelligence itself learns by a closed feedback loop. So what is happening after somebody has listed their home by one of our clients or has bought a home from one of our clients, they are often willing to share the information, their customer information with us. So we get their name and email address. The email address is especially important there. And we can basically feed it back into the system, and the artificial intelligence then can see what this person has done prior to doing a purchase. And that is how it learns. We just feed all the data we can get back into it. So it learns what patterns and what behaviors happened prior to listing a house or purchasing a house.
Yeah. And just on the topic of the 15 emails that you mentioned before that we do probably get every single day, but most likely do not interest you to a great extent. The marketing that we do is especially filling that inefficiency that you just pointed out by just bringing you the information and the advertising that directly relates to you, and that will be interesting for you as a person.
Gotcha. So your software helps find and determine people directly by the name who are actively looking to buy a home. The personal information is encrypted in a user and privacy friendly SHA-256 format. What is that?
Yes, that is basically a pretty standard encryption algorithm. It is actually called a SHA-256 file. So we have all of our data is encrypted with this special algorithm. And what's really, really great about it is that Google and Facebook use this algorithm as well. So we can upload our data directly into all marketing platforms. And, you know, we don't even really get in contact with all of the personal data, which definitely helps with keeping everything as private as possible.
And just on the note of the former two standards, even though it may be described as such, it is definitely extremely secure and much more secure than the other formats that you would normally come across.
Gotcha. So, like you said, these files are confidential, and it's really a matching game is what you're doing, right? You're matching a buyer to a home. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. And you're pretty cost effective. I'm saying you're pretty cost effective in what you charge and so on.
Yes, it definitely is very cost effective in that sense, because all the marketing that will be done through our company is pinpointed, targeted, and just relating to each individual himself on his preferences or her preferences. You can definitely describe it as very, very cost effective.
Okay,
so,
break here. Let me break here, guys. I'm with Alex Huebner and Marcel Glitz. This is Let's Talk Land with Lou Jewell. We'll be right back. Our guest today is Alex Huebner and Marcel Glitz. They're owners of AI Estates, and they're calling us in from London. Their offices are in Munich, Germany, and we're talking about their company, Artificial Intelligence and Estates, which is something new for me, being around the real estate industry for a long time, with using artificial intelligence for source data and building profiles and linking buyers and sellers and helping to promote real estate. You guys talk about a notion of the massive disruption, I'm sorry, and change is already at the doorsteps of real estate brokers' business. Forbes, Bloomberg, CNBC, and all agree that AI and big data will soon change the market forever. Companies like REX Real Estate, I believe they're out of California, also leverages this technology and are able to charge a mere 2% commission rate and still generate enormous profits. AI Estates has just launched their game-changing technology this year, which will give your key competitive edge to an ever-changing landscape. But that's enough about sales talk, as you say. I'm quoting you. Let's get down to the facts. We're able to generate complete sales for real estate brokers through high-quality leads. We produce subsequently convert these leads into complete property sales through five-step methods. What are those five steps?
So, yeah, like you just mentioned, these five steps are that, firstly, we collect the data of over 125 million U.S. Americans. Afterwards, we analyze that data through our AI technology. Then we pinpoint all interested clients that fit into the behavioral patterns. We then target our marketing system to these aforementioned buyers. Lastly, we implement a follow-up system to boost conversion.
So, oh, yeah, and just to get a little bit deeper into this, because I'm really a tech guy. So the data we collect is behavioral online data. And the way we collect it with those 125 million U.S. Americans is that we have a cookie network. And once our cookie is dropped in their browser, we know what they're doing online. Of course, all of this data is encrypted and does not breach any privacy or anything. So only the system knows what person does what. We do not know at all. Then our AI sifts through all of this data and pinpoints who's exhibiting behavior that this person is actually looking to sell or buy a home. And it spits out a list of encrypted email addresses that we can then use for our marketing, which are people in the area that are looking to buy or sell a home. And of course, while we know who's looking to buy or sell, we can exactly target the advertising budget exactly where it is needed or where it can have the most effect.
Yeah, and just to clarify, you've mentioned before that we are indeed based in Germany. However, we do specialize on the U.S. Housing market as we seek to combine the values of German culture, German business culture, with the great values of the American dream and its independent real estate brokers and offices.
So the key point that you want to highlight is that you're not you don't want to be mistaken with the conventional lead generating, which I told you, you know, during a month, I probably get 15 or 20 different new companies that want to sell us leads, we're owner of United Country Franchise, which gets over 3.5 million hits a month. They generate leads. Of course, you know, we pay that through our franchise fees and the fees that we pay them. But you don't really generate leads. You provide ready and set real estate buyers to seller in whatever sector they're looking at. So now you've identified those people. So now you're coupling that with direct mail advertising. Is that right?
It is not actually direct mail advertising. That is maybe a part of the campaign.
Okay.
We decide in case to case. We usually go with pay-per-click advertising as it is less invasive or less disturbing than like a direct mail campaign. So if we just put in an interesting message in front of the right people, and so they take the first step of action, that is where we just get from the most response, because we just we want to have valuable marketing, we want to have interesting marketing, and not something that we spam their email inbox or anything like that.
So we're talking about houses, but we can also do this with land, too. This is a land talk show, and that's what I do for a living. But by changing some of the criteria. Now, you guys are developing the software, right, to fit your programs. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. But only since it's artificial intelligence and machine learning, of course, we are developing the software, but basically the software is programming itself based on the input it gets.
Right.
So if you input it with sellers or buyers of land, it will learn to determine who is going to sell or buy land.
What Mr. Gleiss just wants to highlight right there is that the technology, even though it is extremely efficient as of now already, is learning from itself, and will only get better with time.
Exactly.
Gotcha. So what else do you guys provide?
Well, personally, in my other business, I'm in construction and roofing, but for real estate, especially we are into residential and commercial mainly at the moment. And of course, investment, because that has been a big market that we want to capture as well.
So you'll be able to look for people that's looking to invest money in real estate for commercial purposes, is that right? Buyers
exactly.
And sellers, yeah. Somebody's looking for a warehouse, or they're looking for income-producing property, which we get calls quite a bit for that. So you're expanding that. Are you also looking in other vocations other than real estate?
Yes, well, currently we just want to focus on real estate because we want to have our software as capable as possible. You know, if we spread it out too wide, you know, maybe it won't be as hard, as I might say.
We also want to, of course, follow our mission that we have set out on. To help the independent real estate broker and or small to medium offices actually gain the competitive advantage and competitive edge in the ever-changing market, because we are really passionate about this as well. So we're not looking too much into other sectors as of now, because we do really want to complete this mission.
Right. So you're saying that with the unique follow-up system, you can achieve response rates of over 50%, and all you have to do is introduce your listing and then the sample. So what is that process, your follow-up?
So once a person has opted in into our landing page, and we actually get their real data and their real information, they allow us to contact them. We put them in a follow-up system that we've created and automated for our clients, because, you know, getting our clients or brokers leads is one thing, but these leads need to be responding first. You know, you can have 100 leads. If none of them respond, they're worth nothing. So we have actually created a automatic system for our clients that is just sending out emails and text messages, also one voicemail right at the beginning, asking for a call or just if they want to be introduced on their listing, or if they want to be invited to an open house, or just so the broker can more easily get in contact with the client.
So what this technology the main purpose is basically is to allow the broker to spend his time or her time with other matters of importance and not chasing after leads. Like you said, we don't just generate leads, we actually generate ready and set buyers and sellers. So we eliminate that process of actually having to look in the dark and search in the dark for people who potentially are interested. What we do is we deliver the ready and set buyers and sellers.
Okay. So how is that different than other competitors? It sounds totally different to me, but what is the main difference? The follow-up or the technology used there?
We have tested thousands of different follow-up methods. We know what works, what doesn't. Also, just that our system is automated and hands-off, easy to use. You know, the person just has to log in and see who has responded, and they can call right in or get right into contact with them.
What definitely separates us from the competition as well is that, even though you've mentioned before that we are indeed still very young, we already have a lot of experience that we can bring to the table. Mr. Gleich and myself, I would always like to believe that we complement each other in our skills.
Right.
So not only our technology and our mission sets us apart, but I would also say our team in some respects.
Right.
Furthermore, we do use artificial intelligence and big data to an extent that is almost incomparable as of now. Saying what we charge, our pricing methods are also superior to the ones of the competition.
You know, in today's in world, like the old days, I had pay telephones and you had to drive miles to find one that worked. You know, and then the computers came along, and then, you know, the emails came along. And, of course, the younger generation, they want instant information. I tell my agents in my company, when somebody contacts you, maybe you're on the phone or you're not in a position to return the call immediately, but at the first moment, you know, get on that phone and return the call either by phone, by text, or by email. People want instant communication. Is that what you're finding today?
Yes, of course. I mean, following up with a lead instantly is the most important thing.
So you're using email, you're using text, and you're using you're not using phone. You're not calling, right?
Exactly. To follow up, we use multiple channels. So as you mentioned, text and email, and also voicemails. And you know, once the person has responded, you know, our client will just call in immediately.
Let me ask you this question: can you tell if I'm a person that doesn't like to get text? I just want emails, or you know, I don't want emails. I just want text. Can you determine that in your IE profile?
No, we cannot decide if the person wants to be notified by text or you know, we just text them and they will say, hey, a lot of guys just say, hey, I just want to talk over text, or a lot of guys just say, hey, just call in right now.
Gotcha. But you establish, is what we do in our company, and I'm sure other companies do too, we establish up front, you know, the means of communication, you know. Do you want to be called? Do you want to be emailed? Do you want to be text? And, you know, that's part of our questioning when we're discussing this with potential buyers or potential sellers.
Yes, of course. I mean, people have different preferences of communication. You know, a lot of people are in work and just say, hey, please just text me. I can't call right now. And, yeah, then it's clear.
Gotcha. I love it. I love what you guys are doing. We just got a couple minutes.
You're
welcome. You guys are very polite. Must be that European background. So
we hope it's a combination.
Always gentlemen. But so you've got a very exciting company. And what I want to do in our next segment, if it's okay, is actually talk about artificial intelligence, just to give our listening audience some background. We're talking about the processes that you use, but we've got some examples also in our conversation coming up of some of the companies that's actually using artificial intelligence and generating millions and millions of dollars using this new technology. So our guest today is Alec Huebner and Marcel Flitch, owners of AI Estates. This is Lou, Jewel, Let's Talk Land. Our guest today is Alec Huebner and Marcel Glitch. They're owners of AI Estates, and they own a company that is specializing in artificial intelligence technology, utilizing it and to develop leads and buyers and sellers for the real estate industry. And this is some new stuff here, guys. And as time goes on, I think it's the direction we're moving. There are a lot of organizations that are trying to get rid of the real estate agents altogether. Amazon now is going after the real estate industry. Of course, Zillow is the monster out there. And then, of course, in the land industry, we have quite a few of the land websites and organizations. So it looks like times are going to be changing here. With your permission, I just wanted to go, and I did some research. Most of my research comes from Wikipedia and then looking, and I kind of put a script together here. But just for our listening audience, and I think I just found it most interesting, is let's talk about artificial intelligence, acronym AI. It's sometimes called machine intelligence. It's intelligence demonstrated by machines in contrast with natural intelligence displayed by humans and other animals. That's interesting. In computer science, AE research is defined as a study of intelligent agents, any device that perceives its environment and takes action that maximizes its change and successfully achieving its goals. Colloquially, I'm not real sure how to pronounce that, C-O-L-L-O-Q-U-I-A-L-L-Y, is the term for artificial intelligence. How you pronounce that, guys?
Hello, thank you.
Gotcha. It's applied to, it's applied when the machine mimics a cognitive function of the human's association with other human minds, such as learning and problem solving. Now, this has been around for a while. There was a show, actually, I was listening to today about medicine and how they're starting to use emotion because artificial intelligence robots specifically, they don't have that emotion that a human being does. And there's a lot of money and technology going into that aspect to help build out these robotic replacements of humans, which is, I guess, it's going to be here someday. So this says the scope of AI as a machine becomes more increasingly capable. Tasks considering it required intelligence are often removed from the definition. A phenomenon is known as AI effect, leading to the QUIP, Q-U-I-P. What's the QUIP, guys? Yeah, what is the QUIP? They're talking about the AI effect leading up to the QUIP, Q-U-I-P, which is whatever hasn't been done yet. For example, optical character recognition is frequently excluded from the artificial intelligence, having become a routine technology. Modern machine capability, generally classified as AI, includes successful understanding human speech and competing with a high level of strategic games such as chess and Go. They're using it. I'm not familiar with the game Go, G-O. Autonomously operating cars. And, of course, that's what we're seeing. A lot of Uber and a lot of the companies are investing in driverless cars, and they're actually being tested out there, which I'm sure is using a lot of the AI. And then intelligent routing of constant delivery of networks, and then, of course, military solutions. Artificial intelligence was founded as an academic discipline in 1956, and in the years since has experienced several waves of optimism, followed by disappointment with the loss of funding, followed by new approaches, success, and reward funding. For most of its history, AI research has been divided into subfields that often fail to communicate with each other. These subfields are based on technical considerations such as particular goals, robotics or machine learning, and the use of particular tools, logic, and artificial natural networks, or deep philosophical differences. Subfields have also been based on social factors, particularly institutions or the work of particular researchers. The traditional problems or goals of AI research include reasoning, knowledge, representation, planning, learning, natural language processing, perception, and the ability to move and manipulate objects. General intelligence is among the field's long-term goals. Approaches include statistical methods, computer to national, that's that word again, intelligence, and then the traditional symbolic AL. Many tools are used in artificial intelligence, including versions of search and mathematical optimization and artificial neural networks. The methods based on statistics, probability, and economics. The AI field draws upon computer science, mathematics, psychology, linguistics, philosophy, and many others. So there's quite a lot to this stuff, right?
Yes, I mean, artificial intelligence is, as I say, it is the new internet boom, and it is just one of the tools that is going to get so extremely important in the future, because as always say, there are two kinds of problems: there are clock problems and cloud problems. And what I define as a clock problem is when you throw your clock at the wall and you got it in all of the pieces. You have an exact set of instructions to put these back together. And that is what basically just a normal software does. It just has a finite amount of options, and it just does all of these statements one after another. But a cloud problem, for example, let's say just a chess game. It has basically infinite possibilities. So literally, it has infinite possibilities, and that is a cloud problem. So you cannot write a fixed set of instructions to win or solve a chess game. And we got so many of these problems, and they will only get more. Is that artificial intelligence will just give us an entirely new perspective on problem solving.
Yeah, talking about tests, what my son has just done, recently an AI bot has actually defeated the world champion in chess. And talking about the scope of AI, what you mentioned before, in how many directions it can go and where it's already at, currently the revenue of AI is extremely high. However, by 2025, it is said to be times by 30,000 from now on.
Wow.
It will exponentially increase over time.
Right.
This is based on a study by Forbes, by the way. It's just going to go up and up and up without any limitations that can be seen as of now. Of course, there should be some precautions taken,
mm-hmm.
and there are dangers associated with said exponential growth. However, we firmly believe that AI is the future. The future is inevitable, and we are here to prepare the independent and small to medium-sized real estate offices and brokers for said future that will come. As we've mentioned, and as you've read up before, this is the notion of massive disruption that we were talking about earlier.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I think you guys are on the right track. I hope I can hang around a few years and watch this thing grow with you.
Yeah, we'd love to. We'd love to share our journey with you.
I hear you. You guys are great. So just to continue in this research a bit, if you don't mind, the field was founded on the claim that human intelligence can be precisely described, that a machine can be made to simulate it. Of course, this raises philosophical arguments about the nature of the mind and the ethics of creating artificial beings endowed with human-like intelligence, which are issues that they have been explored. The myth, the fiction, the philosophy, the antiquity, some people also consider AI as a danger to humanity if it progresses unabated. Others believe that AI, unlike previous technology revolutions, will create a risk of mass unemployment. In the 21st century, AI techniques have experienced a resurgence following concurrent advances with computer power, large amount of data, and theoretical understanding. AI techniques have become an essential part of the technological industry, helping to solve many challenges and problems in computer science. So if you work in real estate, then you need to be aware of AI, even if it's just a potential threat that I'm reading. The good news is that AI is actually its most effective when it's working alongside humans instead of replacing them. The most successful real estate companies are likely to be ones which accept this and which embraces the AI, and uses it in a revolutionary way to do business, and here's why. And this is what they're saying. AI can increase the relevance of recommendations. So when it comes to real estate industry, the best way to get the best change of securing a scale to provide clients with the property that it is perfect for them. Getting to know your clients will still require talented salespeople who are able to talk to them and to interpret their pain points and to find out exactly what they're looking for. They also need to be able to convert what they learn into the data the algorithm can understand. The AI will then be able to take over the personalization every customer interaction, bringing it all in your marketing activity together in such a way that it can aggregate the data and figure out a way which works best for every touch point. For example, it can tailor a its messaging and imagery it uses based on what worked well for others and similar customers. This will be particularly important when it comes to searching and browsing websites. If the AI-based algorithm can help to suffice the perfect properties for each different viewer, you'll quickly become a go-to realtor in your area and beyond. It's all about finding the smart ways to help AI to help you do what you are doing, already doing, much more than an effective level, okay? So this is what your company's all about, right? This kind of summarizes it, doesn't it?
Exactly, yeah. That was exactly our intention, just to increase the relevance of the ads that we show to people. You know, if you know who is looking for what, we can actually send them the ads that are interesting and educating for them instead of just spamming them with all of this with random crap, if I'm going to say it like that.
Right. And another factor, too, is it never sleeps. This is a 24/7 customers because you know, that it's constantly working and looking and chatting with customers on behalf to help them make money while you're asleep and the office is closed. And these are chat boxes. Now, I'm going to talk about that for a second. Is that something you guys are using, these chat bots?
I personally don't like to use chat bots. So
why?
We're not using them just because, you know, if we're really having the interaction, having the person's attention, you know, they probably will want to talk to the human. However, if anyone would be interested in having a chatbot on their website or somewhere else, and if they want to learn a bit more about this technology, we are experienced in that field as well, and
right.
We can definitely provide it. However, we believe other applications of AI and the AI algorithm can be much more effective. And like you've mentioned before, what you've just said about the advantages of AI is exactly what we want to bring to the real estate broker.
Gotcha. So this thing says chatbox have been gaining in popularity, although I haven't seen it in the real estate industry. I see it when I'm ordering parts for my Jeep or if I'm, you know, buying stuff online and need some help. Or, you know, sometimes those or especially the daggum cell phone companies, my Lord, trying to get hold of somebody. I've always used the chatbox very effectively. But I quite frankly haven't seen it in real estate quite. I just haven't seen it out there. But as far back as 2016, Inman conducted an experiment called Broker versus Bot. They essentially asked realtors to compete with an AI bot called Find More Genius to see who could make the best recommendations. Perhaps inevitably, the real estate journalist who was acting as a buyer picked out the properties that were suggested by the AI bot. The good news is that the real estate agents were still be needed to draft contracts, answer telephones, show people around properties, and it's just that's just the way it is, no matter what type of automation you may have to free up your time and speed. And there's nothing like taking a customer and getting out and previewing 100, 200 acres of land, either by Jeep or by drone or by dog, which is my dog's right here, Shadow, who is my top salesperson, goes with me everywhere. But, you know, there's nothing like that personal touch where you establish a relationship, and especially with land, you get out in nature. Of course, there's long-term... I'm sorry?
I was just agreeing with you right there, Lou, to the highest extent.
Right. Like I said, I don't see this chat box. I agree with you guys. Maybe I'm wrong, but... I haven't seen it, and I don't see the application as much real estate at this point. Maybe I'm missing something. But long-term relationship building, people don't just use real estate company at one specific time in their life. Circumstances change, and people need to sell their properties and move on, even decide to purchase a second or third property as investments or rent them out. Despite that, realtors have historically focused on the here and now without thinking about the future. It seems like an inefficient use of time when there are sales to chase. Now, though, thanks to AI, they can continue to develop these long-term relationships through AI-based customer relationship management. They call it CRM systems. And is that something you guys are using, that CRM system? Are you familiar with it?
Well, we don't, as I mentioned, and in my prior statement, and that is just my personal opinion, basically just my personal opinion, but I think I only like to use AI to get people's attention and to get in contact with them, but customer relationships is, in my opinion, is something that should remain human, so we personally don't use that.
That's fine. You know, it says, in fact, the technology is now so good that AI can predict whether a person are likely to default on their loan or fail a credit check. And this, of course, helps to cut down delays and even allows real estate firms to function more profitable. We don't actually get into that part. We recommend that, obviously, you go pre-qualify, or if you're paying cash, you have proof of funds, is our policy. AI is always used in the field of property management. Now, this I could see more to monitor vital metrics and to help predict when maintenance will be required or errors might occur. It could even be used to monitor specific graphic areas and long-term trends in crime rates, property prices, and more. So it's clear then that AI and the field of real estate are a match made in heaven. And we shouldn't be surprised if they continue to grow closer and closer together in the months and years to come. The real question is whether you're going to be able to ride the wave and take advantage of the technology. The hype train of AI in the station a while ago, with the most recent quarter showing that the private AI startups ranked nearly $1.9 billion across 116 deals, according to PwC, I assume, and CB Insights. I assume those are magazines. They're about 30% jump from the previous quarter and recent two-year quarterly high. Now let's talk real estate. In 2007, real estate accounted for about 13.4% or $2.6 trillion in U.S. GDP. That's more than any other industry, including manufacturing, at $2.2 trillion. Real estate can cover well a lot of real estate, from commercial categories such as construction and rentals to residential housing. The real estate construction alone contributed more than $1 trillion to the economy last year, and while apartment rental properties were worth north of $1.4 trillion. Now, there are nine companies that are using the AE in their real estate. There's an Israeli company founded just last year with offices in the world's most expensive real estate market, New York, Skyline. They raised $3 million spending to seed round in March from the top of the VC firm Sequoia Capital, and the startups claims its platform can tell real estate investors what property offer are the best return by ingesting tons of data from more than 130 sources, taking account over 10,000 different attributions and on every property going back as much as 50 years and even multifamily property in the United States. There's a London-based Opportunity, which raised 1.7 last year and might even be more attractive acquisitions for companies like Zillow in the future. Founded in 2016, a pair of Romanian entrepreneurs, Opportunity claims its algorithms can actually forecast which homes and even neighborhoods will experience the biggest bump in value over a certain period of time. Then there's another company, Chicago-based, Enodo, took $2.5 million at the end of last year as it predicted platforms that service the commercial multifamily apartment dwelling industry. And then going forward, let's see. Speaking of creepy real estate agents, we don't want to talk about them. On the evolutionary food web, they fall somewhere between the slug and the human resources recruiters in our book, so we're glad to have come across Rex Real Estate, REX Real Estate, which has mostly replaced real estate agents with AI. Founded in 2014 just outside of Los Angeles in the Woodland Hills, Rex Real Estate has raised more than $25.5 million, including $15 million in Series B in January. Investors included a who's who of random big company founders such as Sun Microsoft co-founder Scott McNeely, Best Buy founder Dick Schultze, and several others. And now the how does a computer sell a house? Advertising, according to an article in CNBC. The machine shoots out the initial batch of online ads to buyers it thinks might be in the market for a new home. The algorithm, they really go to work. And the first clicks come in, the machine figures out commonalities between those who click on the ad. And it takes those criteria to search out of the new leads based on the pattern. The platform also analyzes online behavior to identify potential home buyers and sellers. For example, someone who's making lots of trips to Home Depot might be fixing up a house to sell or making pipe bombs. The company also charges a 2% commission. It's reported to close more than 200 transactions since 2016. And then there's
This is all great information. If I just may interrupt you for a second. We have done a lot of research on all the previously mentioned companies, especially Rex Real Estate, who, as you have mentioned, has actually replaced real estate agents with AI. This is one of the companies and one of the business ethoses that we don't necessarily support. What we stated in our on our website and over again with our clients is that we are here exactly for the purpose of helping brokers start their business without having to worry about business models like Rex Real Estate to actually threaten their own business model with the 2% commission that they charge because of the efficiency that we can bring the independent office and independent brokers, they will be able to compete even at that price if they decide to do so. However, they will not be forced to do so.
Right.
Yes, that's just one point I wanted to highlight straight away. The other companies that you've mentioned are also companies that we, of course, know about. They are very, very amazing companies. Just straight out amazing companies. Just one point that you mentioned before as well, that the hype train of AI has actually left the station a while ago. Even though I do agree to that statement on its own, like I said before, the AI industry is, according to all experts, like Forbes, like Bloomberg, like CNBC, only going to grow exponentially. And hasn't even reached the point yet where somebody can predict where the ceiling of that growth will be at. So even though the train has left the station a while ago,
right,
it is still very, very possible, and we do recommend everyone, even if they decide not to go with our business, even though we can just state our counter benefits right away. However, we do simply want to inform the real estate broker and the real estate offices that this technology is there and it's still available, and now is the time to actually undertake a move that would lead to a better future for the entire industry.
So you guys are ready to go, right? You're already doing business and ready to expand and move forward.
Exactly. We are good to go. We are set. We are doing business. We are fully behind everything, available 24/7 all around the clock. Just working to benefit the real estate industry.
I can totally see it. You've got me sold, and I want to be part of your organization and grow with you. And I'm sure get the word out there. There'll be like little Pod Pipers or Johnny Appleseed out there planting those seeds. So I'm real excited about what you guys are doing. With only about 4 minutes left in our show, let's talk about like the three most important things we've talked today that we want to leave our audience with, the three most important things. And then we'll let you do a commercial about how to get in touch with you, your website, which I see you've added some more stuff to it since I looked at it last week, and it's growing and content, and I really like what you're doing. It's very well done and presented. So give me like three things we want to leave our audience with today.
So yeah, what we want to leave with the audience is that the AI industry is, as you've mentioned before, not here to replace the real estate broker or agent. It is here to help them out, to aid the business, to make it more profitable, to anyone that's out there in the business, to a part-time real estate broker who is between the age of 40 and 60, just doing it part-time, having a family on the side, doing it here and there. We would be there to help them out, and also for the very tech-savvy brokers and offices who do it full-time and just want to get their business going and get out there and actually benefit from all these countless new opportunities that have opened up over the last year or so.
Okay.
So that's one point that we want to mention, is that we're open to everyone in the market.
Okay.
Another point I would say is, well,
any advice that I would give to any broker or realtor out there is get on the train now, because it will only go bigger and you will get left behind. You know, even if it's not with our company, find out a company that suits your needs, or do it yourself if you can. But you should definitely start working with artificial intelligence in your business as soon as possible.
Okay. And the last point real quick. And the last point real quick, please.
Yeah, and the last point that we just want to highlight at the moment is that AI and big data are being utilized by our firm to the utmost efficient extent. We always say that technology is the key part of our business, and we're constantly working to revolutionize ourselves as well. So if I want to make one last point, is that we at AI Estate are a company that focuses on technology. However, we are a human company. We are not just some artificial intelligence that wants to sell a product or something. We are a human company that loves to speak with our clients and loves to speak with the businesses. So we are basically open to everyone. This is what I may want to leave behind.
Perfect. So how do we get in touch with you? How do we get in touch with you? I'll put you guys' email on the website. I don't put phone numbers, in that way anyone can contact you. But what's your website?
So yeah, our website is www.ai-estate.com. I repeat, www.ai-estate.com. On our website, right at the bottom, you can find a Get in Contact Now button. Also, you can always reach us on our email. That is either a.ahubner@ai-estate.com.
Perfect. You guys have been
initial, my first name Alex and my last name Kubler. If I can repeat that, that is a.ahubner@ai-estate.com.
Perfect. You guys have been. I got a cut off here, but thank you so much today. You've been an incredible guest. We'll stay in touch. And we'll get this show out to as many people as we can. Hope you guys will, too. Thank you for joining us today. Let us know how you like the show. And if you have any guests or topics that you'd like to suggest, we'd appreciate them. All questions are welcome, and all of our guests may be email with your questions or concerns as well. The show's for the public and, most importantly, for the real estate agents who do not have a source for land education. Rodney, how do they get in touch with us?
Well, they can tune us in every Saturday morning at 7 o'clock for the Land Pro Show with Lou Jewell, and check out our website. Go to WKTE1090.com. You can also listen to the live stream there we have on the Internet, or you can download the Simple Radio app. That's all you have to do, Lou. We do beach and oldies music also when you're not on.
5 years in a row nominated as the number one beach and music show on the East Coast. Is that right?
That is correct, Lou.
We're going to win this year, right?
I hope so. We'll know November the 7th, the week of November 7th.
So if you want to contact me, you can go. Actually, all the shows after they're broadcast are downloaded on www.letstalkland.net without the apostrophe, L-E-T-S, talkland.net. We're on Podbeam, Spotify, Facebook, YouTube, and more. My email is lou@mylandpro.com. My cell is 336-669-1405. We'll see you next week.